Hello and good morning, or afternoon, or whatever time zone you are listening in. I hope that it is a fantastic day for you. Welcome to A Journey into Consciousness. My name is Amanda. I am an interdimensional intuitive, and my passion is helping facilitate awakening and ascension and embodiment of the soul, having a human experience. Transforming psychological and emotional patterns that are not serving your purpose and where you want to go in life. So welcome. Welcome to my podcast, my ongoing diary journal of my experiences and how I came to be where I am now. Hopefully you'll be able to take away an awesome little nugget of information or something that you can use in your everyday life to walk in alignment a little bit closer to the soul that you are. So today's meditation experience I wanted to get into because it correlates with some of the Japan experiences that I was talking about earlier last week. And that was my first encounter with an interdimensional being, or was it my first encounter? Yes, it was one of my first encounters. About, I want to say 2 years into my spiritual journey, so 2013, 2014 timeframe. And as I'm getting ready to tell this, I'm having these thoughts of, why didn't I follow up with this experience? Why didn't I follow up with this person? So now I have it on my list of meditations to pursue over the next couple of weeks of following up with this experience, because I have yet to dive too deep into the research aspect of it. And I'm really curious what they were trying to show me or get me to remember. So it's kind of brief, but very memorable and very powerful. So it was a, you know, see, 2011 was the big aha light moment of, you know, finding out about the goddess and the kitsune. And then a couple of years later, I was still visiting the Japan. I was still visiting that culture. I would go there because it kind of became my happy place for a little while. And I would just sit in my memories and sit in the nostalgia feeling of that. Just for the record, you don't want to sit in nostalgia for too long. Those are times past. And, you know, I spent too much time in the nostalgia of that time period. But at the time that this experience happened, I was a couple of years removed from 2011. So it was in 2013, 2014. And I believe it was before I got pregnant, so it has to be in the 2013 area, where I was meditating and I had a specific focus. I wanted to feel good and relax because a lot of things in life were stressful during that time, and I just wanted to go somewhere peaceful and sit by the water and not really have any input. And as I always did and still do, I opened myself up and I said, you know, I want to go somewhere where I can sit and be okay. And I had not visited Japan in my meditations in a minute. So when I totally relaxed my body, went through my process, when I opened my eyes again, I was in Japan. And it was really odd because everyone seemed like they were on fast forward, like moving really quickly. And everyone was a blur, like I was in a dream. And I was like, well, okay. And I started running through the streets of other people who were running on fast forward. I was on my way out of town because I knew that one of my happy places was this creek out in the forest. On my way out to the forest, I was abruptly stopped by a person who was just human enough to identify as human, and just alien enough to identify that it was not a human. And it was the only being standing while everyone else was a blur rushing around. And I stopped because he called my name. And it wasn't a he or a she. It was completely androgynous. And I looked at this person who was taller than me, having these human-like features with this long white glowing hair and long white glowing robes and fingers that were just a little bit too long and limbs that were just a little bit too long and the eyes that just weren't quite set right, you know, just just a little off, and it stopped me in my tracks, and I looked over, and I immediately acknowledged, "You are not a human, as I understand humans." And he said, "No, but this was the form that you can perceive. Would you come with me?" And I said, "Where are we going?" And the being said, "We have something to share with you and to show you." And I knew immediately, okay, somebody either new is reaching out or somebody in my spiritual lineage is reaching out. Either way, I wasn't about to tell this amazing, glowing person that I wasn't going to go with them. All of the energy that it carried was completely soft, loving, open invitation, and just real, like authentic. Every fiber of that being just emanated light. I said, "Okay, I'll follow you." He takes me through the crowd out to the back behind one of these buildings, and there, sitting on the ground, was a white egg-shaped pod. And I remember thinking, "You want me to get inside of this egg?" And he walked over, walked over, and it touched it. Now, the egg itself, I could see that it was indeed like hard, like there was a material, but it had layers of an aura emanating off from it. So it was like a living thing. And when he touched the side, this flat side door opened out towards me and then lifted upward into the top of the egg, opening a square door. And that was the side of this egg-shaped thing. And you couldn't see the window that was the front of this egg-shaped pod. But there was an observation window. And when the door opened, you could walk in and sit down. And it was all white, and it was all super bright, and it was all glowing. And I said, "Oh, I think I know what this is." I started feeling a familiarity around this energy, which then also reassured me that it was indeed familiar. And so I was going to be re-remembering or learning something new for this human experience, but that my soul recognized something. And so I get into this pod and I sit down, and this being sits down next to me, and the door comes down and closes. And in a fraction of a second, there was a flash of light, and we were outside of planet Earth. And he wanted me to remember and know where I was going, okay? So the flash of light happened, and we're outside of the atmosphere, and I see planet Earth, and the egg-shaped pod kind of turns, and then it races on a beam of light away from planet Earth, not towards any planet or any planet in our galaxy or anything like that. It just shot out into the universe on this beam of light. And I am looking at our galaxy and our planets, and I'm seeing these ripples through space. And I asked the question, "What is going on? What am I seeing? Would you walk me through what I'm observing, what's happening right now?" And he said, "We are folding the space-time between where your body is on your planet and where we are. And that is as much as I can explain to you that you would understand." And I said, "Where are we going?" And he said, "We are going to your galaxy's twin galaxy." Now, I did not know that our galaxy had a twin galaxy at the time, but he was giving me the trigger words to be able to look later to have an understanding of where I went and what was going on. We rode this beam of light for a little while. He said that the ripples that I was perceiving were actually the ripples in the space-time of fabric, like the fabric of the universe folding. super intriguing, super complex concept around time not being linear, which started a whole other train of levels of understanding through meditation about time. As we started getting closer to into this other galaxy, I could see planets around a sun in this galaxy as well, and we went to the fourth planet, and all of a sudden things started to blink out. You know how a computer screen will get pixelated and a little jerky or glitchy? And the first time it happened, it was as we were approaching this, and I had the strangest sensation of the consciousness of the string of my consciousness was being pulled on by my body because of how far away I had stretched it. And it was very weird, and it was a very weird feeling. And I thought, oh no, I'm gonna lose the connection. And he said, I am going to strengthen the connection at least to get you planet side. And there was this little twinge of energy. Keep in mind, this whole experience, I don't even remember where my body was or how my body felt at all through this whole experience, because I was so far removed from it that I don't even have memories now of where my body was or what I was doing or what my body felt like. So we approach this planet, and there are these, let's call them docking towers, like coming way up off into the clouds. And this was a primarily gas planet, gas giant planet. Looked like clouds and fog everywhere. And there were these docking stations, lots of them. And they were way out above the clouds, reaching out into the inner atmosphere of the planet, where the pods were docking to these walkways. The only way that I could describe this visually is to say that these walkways that these pods were connecting to, they had very physical components. They were made of materials. They were made of materials that were found in either on this little what was a rock of a planet or other places, but it was a created material. They created this material to build these structures, and they were also made strictly of light. And the light was an invisible force that reminded me of glass. And it was like the glass was imbued with this living, sparkling ribbons of energy that was woven all through the structures. And so I could see these towering structures with these attached walkways. They were tall, they came out to the inner atmosphere. The walkways were like spikes twirling all the way down this pyre, okay? And then something would dock to one of the spikes, and the beings would get out of the pod and walk down this caps like covered tube into the other tube, and would be taken down planet side, like taken down to whatever surface was under all of these clouds. If there was, I'm assuming there was some kind of surface. Our pod pulled up to one of the walkways, and the connection was getting super thin. And I stepped out into this tube that I was to walk in, and it felt like I was surrounded by glass. And he said, no, it's not glass. We don't have that here. It's all energy. And I was like, it's all energy. Energy creates these invisible forces that I can walk on and be encapsulated in. And he said, parts of your human brain needs to think that you have the ability to breathe air and be connected in order to be safe to have the experience you're having. So some of what I was perceiving was not really the way it was constructed. It was the way that they were allowing me to perceive it in order to feel safe enough to step out onto the walkway. And I could come to terms with stepping on invisible platforms and walk down there, but apparently my survival brain in my subconscious needed to feel like I was in a pressurized place because I was coming down from space. As I started walking down this tube, I looked down and under my feet were these swirling ribbons, golden ribbons, and they had a language written in them. And it was part of the structure of what kept the walkway together. And I said, "What are these structures? Tell me about yourself and your civilization. Tell me as much as you can before I lose this connection," because it was getting so thin that I was starting to get gaps and things were starting to like be weird. And in an instant, he just transferred information into my mind about the culture, about their unity consciousness, about this planet that they are on, and how they created these structures and their civilization and their advancements with technology, and how they choose to be in a non-corporeal form to exist on this planet of origin, one of the planets that they have inhabited. And he told me very little about the planet itself, but the thing that I remember the most is their unified consciousness and how all of the emotion that they ever experience is joyous. There's no pain, there's no death, there's no ego, there's no any of that. They exist in the state of consciousness, which is joy. And he was sharing with me some of their technological creations and what it looked like with the spikes and the pyres and the buildings and the walkways and their spaceships. They had many. They didn't just have the egg-shaped ones. They had varying different kinds. And then he shared a little bit with me about the folding of the space and the time, but very, very little because at the time I could only digest so much. And then as I get to the end of the walkway, into the tube, onto this elevator, and I start going down the elevator to the planet, my brain jerks me back into my body. It was a long travel. Like, I could not hold on to it. I felt myself almost fall, but almost being like attached to a rubber band where you are pulled back very suddenly. And I remember floating all the way back through where I had come from and landing in my body. And I went, "Oh my gosh, who is the twin galaxy of our galaxy?" Which I then found out was the Andromeda galaxy. And it is indeed dancing with our galaxy and is often called the twin to the Milky Way. And that started me on the path of that knowledge. And it's kind of funny because, like I said, I didn't pursue more knowledge in that area. I felt like at the time it was too advanced for what my brain was ready to handle. And I think it's time for me to revisit that. So stay tuned for experiences on that, lovelies. It promises to be an awesome thing. And that's the story that I have for you today. All things are possible through meditation. All things are possible. All areas of knowledge are possible. And connecting with energies, even when they seem incredibly far out, all things are possible. So I hope that y'all are having a fantastic start to your week. I know that this week I am coming out of recovery from my teeth, and today marks the day. So check out all of my links. It is Monday, the 22nd of November, and at 2:30 p.m., I will be live on the Podcast Business News Network. I am so excited for it. If you haven't checked it out yet, please go check it out. Please check out all of my links in the description if you're interested in any of the work I do. I have some really juicy things coming up for 2020, y'all, including, but not limited to, a course in meditation. So keep your eye out. I hope y'all have a fantastic start to your week, and I'll chat with y'all later.